Turn that on. Let's get moving.
Okay, this is board time, Wednesday, 27 August, 3 p.m.
All right.
Okay, you should have a copy of the minutes.
This is just for you.
From last week, August 20, and your board time packet.
So, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes from August 20.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, and I'll write that around for signature. Okay, second item is elected official salaries. Yet another document on that subject.
So you wanted me to bring this back around, or Peter and I to bring this back around. All I printed you was the chart and then the two charts, one for the salary for the third position there. We need to adopt that going forward for 4 years, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Really,
and then the other chart is for the equivalent car allowance. So that's what you got. I think what we need to discuss is just where you guys want to land with the salary range for 15, 16, 17, and 18.
Oh, I had a brilliant moment.
Okay.
What else is new?
Oh, man, what did we got from my heart there?
I don't need something.
Well, we talked about last time that we can't change hours, but we can put the third position back in parallel with ours until 2017. Okay. And then we have an asterisk, and it will reference the charter. If the charter was to pass in 2017, we would all go to the salary of the recommended by the charter. And that way we would all be even all the way. So basically, 2015, we would make position number three the same as one and two.
So 104.224?
Yes.
Okay.
104.224, yes. And in 2006, they're all the same.
You mean 2016?
Yes, 2016.
106.224.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then in 2017, we would drop those to 102.224.
Okay.
With an asterisk. Actually, we can't do 1 and 2, but the intent is to go 102.
Actually, you can in 2017 and 18 because it's not necessarily yes. That's a, even if you get reelected, you do have the freedom to change it.
So, okay. So if I died and God takes my place, come in, do an amendment or something.
And Commissioner, I just as a former freeholder, I would let you know that if the charter does pass, then the commissioner's salary is specific for this position is specifically addressed in the transition project.
Right, and so that's what we do in the asterisk at the bottom of the page would be to go to the recommended salary of the charter in 2017. That's when our term is up. And I think the charter says at the end of our term, is that correct?
No. 2017, everybody's on, if the charter passes, everybody's on the new salary in 2017.
Okay, well, that's where we're trying to go right now.
Yep.
So that's what the asterisk would address. And it would be with the success of the charter passing,
yeah,
we would go to the recommended salary of the charter.
We can certainly put some language in here that says that, but you want the 102.224 otherwise for 17 and 18 if the charter doesn't pass?
That's correct.
Okay.
For all three positions.
I don't know if we can do that right now.
Only for position three. You can't do that.
Actually, I thought we could because I think it doesn't matter who gets elected in between 16 and 17. That's not our term, so you can just specify all three positions for 17 and 18. To be the same.
There's two more years that don't show on here. Could be 19 and 20.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the last 2 years of four-year term.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah, well, you can drop off.
So why don't you...
A couple of early
years. Is this a motion?
recommendation.
Okay.
Well, motion's more ready for a second.
So, I'm bringing back for your word. If we come back in 2017 and drop to 102.224 for all of us, if the charter does not pass,
okay,
do you want to freeze it at that, or take it, cost of living after that?
It's completely up to you.
And
actually, Commissioner Barnes, any recommendations? Actually, we need to define all 4 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
17
we
through
take the 20. It'd be from, you guys would be making a decision from 2015
so
to 20.
Follow your lead.
That's fine with me. It's fine.
So, which is fine.
Tom's recommendation.
So we would freeze all salaries through 2018 at 102.224.
Yep.
Okay.
And in 2019 and 2020.
Okay. So
see, your 4 years is 102. Come in, okay. Your term for 4 years is here.
17, here. 18, 19, 20.
Yeah, right.
So this position 102.
You guys are good until
I see
2016.
I'm one ahead here.
Yeah.
2016, we're all at 106. That's your 15. 15 is your first term.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Right.
So I think we can only set it there.
Why don't I summarize, I think, what you're saying, and make it really simple. I think what you're saying is 2015 and 16 is already specified for positions 1 and 2. We would just carry that through to position 3.
That's correct.
And that if we're 17 and 18 and 19 and 20, you would make it 102.224 again for all three positions.
I was considering a cost of living in 2019.
Okay.
Cost of living increase.
And so you
or $2,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it'd be 104.224 for 2019. 104.224. Now Ed's.
And that would be.
Should we?
It'd be the same.
Yep. Whatever it is, all should be the same.
Yeah. Right.
Parity.
Yep.
Equity.
Yep. And then for 2020, the 104.224 again.
He's got 1, 2, 3, 4. See, we're actually putting something in here subject to change, because we're actually going past your term in 2019.
No. The term coming in is going to be for all the way up through 220.
I think that's you and me, position 1 and 2.
No.
Is up to 220.
Because the person would be sworn in.
Over, it's all going to be the same.
Oh, the person would be sworn in at 15.
Yeah.
15, 16, 17, 18.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
See, this is, if you put blocks around them, this is how it goes.
Yeah, well,
that's way too organized.
you two are in this block.
You did it right.
The new one elected this November will be in this block, and then whoever follows you two, or if you two are reelected, you're in a new 4-year block.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So you want that cost of living in the year 2020 as well, 106?
He said 2019.
Yeah, he said 19 to 104.
2019.
And then stay at 104 for 20 or go up another two?
To 106.
Hold 104.
Okay. There you go.
That a motion?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Got it.
Now, the only thing we have to have a second asterisk with intent. So the second asterisk would show the intent of position number three to be the same as position one and two.
Well, you're already defining that.
Right.
Well, it could be changed because I think that the law might specify.
Well, once that person is in office, it can't be changed.
Right.
Right, but again, in 2019, could have a different person.
Good point.
Ed might be coming back.
He's doing a good job.
I know it. So we got it?
Got it.
Two asterisks.
So that's a motion.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded that we adopt a new fee schedule with two asterisks explaining the intent.
And you're just going to hand in your paper.
I got two papers.
Okay.
You know I did that.
Well, he's got it. Mark's got it down.
Yeah,
Mark's
got it. I wrote it down here.
Okay.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
I have to come before the board.
Unanimous.
Just to follow up, what I'll do is I'll work this with Tina. I'll work it into a new matrix and show it to you before we go too far with it. That way you can look at it.
So, yeah, bring it back to a matrix. Then we have to take action and a hearing.
Yeah. That's correct. And I forgot to ask you about the car allowance fees, but was the intent to leave that the same?
The car allowance goes up, I think,
$100
a year, I think.
Yeah, right now it's at 7 and it stays there.
It's per month.
Is that 7? I thought it was 6 and we're going to 7.
Yeah, 2013-2014 is 6.
Okay, so 15, 7, 16, 7.
And it all goes to 7 for all the commissioners.
So we hold it for 2 years and we could go up 100 in 2017.
Is it a new motion?
Yes. So recommend for vehicle allowance 2017 and 2018 to be 800.
Well, it's getting up there, Tom.
Across the board.
That's a month.
2017. Price of gas would probably be $6 a gallon.
Well, I'll follow your lead.
We gave up all of our mileage. We used to have a mileage and had a car allowance. We gave up that. We also gave up all mileage within the county. So you travel within the county.
I think there's a 50-mile radius if you go outside miles.
Once you go outside the county.
Local travel is covered by the car allowance, but if you long-distance travel is covered by the IRS reimbursement.
Yeah. Right. I think we're just outside the county, I think.
It's 50 miles.
Is it 50 miles? Okay.
I'm curious.
Well, it should be right here. Should say. There it is right there, 50 miles.
Do other employees get car allowance?
No, there's a limited number. I think.
So this doesn't affect anybody else?
No. A few people? Elected officials.
In
other words, if you change it for this, for the commissioners, you're changing it for other people,
right here. County assessor, auditor, clerk, prosecuting attorney, treasurer, public works director, undersheriff.
For the car allowance.
Medical examiner.
Whoa, that's a lot.
9 people it would affect.
See, this is in lieu of having an issued vehicle.
Right.
It is. I will go along with whatever you two commissioners want to do, but I'll voice my preference on this. This is per month, and I think you can lease a car for less money than this. Yeah. I just look at what the city of Vancouver did in giving that big raise to the top level management and what message that sent to everybody else and how that was the wrong message.
Yeah.
This to me, it seems like, man, that's way up there. I really sure don't.
But you have to say that. That's also my gas bill.
Well,
my gas bill, if I was divided in half for just me, would be $200 a month.
Yeah, but we're talking about from 600 to 700 to 800 per month.
But
that's a lot of gas.
Every 2 years, go 100. And that's what we've done. See, back here in 2013, in fact, coming back here was 4, 5, 6, 6.
I'm going to back up on this. I can't vote over $600 a month.
Well, the alternative is to have an issued vehicle with a credit card.
I'm thinking, well, whatever the this isn't addressing that. This is just just addressing how much is the flat amount.
I'll tell you what, David. I'll go along with the $600 a month, but put a cost of living increase in there if it bounces the price of gas and stuff goes up. That once a year you look at it, or once every 6 months and adjust it accordingly.
Let me learn here. Does this also get locked? When somebody gets elected and it has to be that way defined 4 years for their term, or can you change this? You have the freedom to be able to adjust this.
I don't believe that this is limited to the term of office.
Okay.
I think this can be changed at any time.
So you can always, if that's true, then we have the freedom if things go really expensive to bump it up.
Yep.
But we can't, I don't think it'd be appropriate for us to send that message to our community that we'd bump it up thinking it might go up. I would recommend that we keep it at 600.
It's at 700 now.
Well, even at even 700,
I think
it's a lot.
I would recommend I get an issued car and a credit card.
Well, that's a different arrangement, and that's not the topic.
It's currently 700.
I believe if I got a car as good as the sheriff.
Is it currently 700, Mark?
He gets a pretty much unmarked car.
Let's leave
as long
and
as you
credit card. And
I
think
the most we leave it where it's at currently, the 700. A month. Then whoever gets in here, you guys can adjust it around.
So we're just leave it where it is for the next 2 years instead of go up.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
For 2017,
yep.
700. 2018, 700.
Well,
just freeze it.
With your two votes, it already happens.
Well,
so I won't differ from you.
It is,
but I just want to communicate
that.
I have reservations.
I hear where you are, but one thing I want to be real clear is that we've given up a lot, and the true expense, I think that reflects that.
Yeah.
Because by the time I buy, make car payments, buy my insurance, and buy my
I'm spending that
buy,
much running up the Livingston Mountain and Yakal Mountain.
That's right. That's my
you
point.
Are doing your homework.
That's exactly my point. So I don't think it's overstating it at all, because the number of places that we go during the day, in, out.
Like tonight, driving over to Metro. Be able to
definitely drive 70 miles a day.
Yeah.
So, okay. Got that?
Got that. So did we vote on that?
Yeah, we did. Unanimous.
Okay.
It was informal Robert's Rules.
Informal Robert's Rules.
One of those.
Okay, we'll bring them both back to you with a new matrix.
All right.
Okay, next item is a new law effective on the 1st of July requiring certain public officials to complete
is
training.
Is it requiring or recommending?
Pardon me?
Is it requiring or recommending?
It's required.
Can you require an elected official to do that?
By passing a law? Or
so if I say no, you're going to fire me?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
I'll close the door and have a conversation with
that
you.
Was the same, that was the same discussion we had with...
vehicle use?
No. Diversity training.
Oh, right.
I knew I'd select it anyway. I could fly in any color.
So this is kind of a vague law, and Axel and I had a conversation about it. We're trying to ascertain exactly how you can meet the requirement, and as soon as we figure that out, we'll get you a link to the training site, because I think it's provided online.
Whatever it says that we need to do, we will do it. So just help us know how to do it.
I think we're ahead of the curve on this.
Is that
with
the
our recording of all of our record keeping?
That's the training site that I'm going through now.
No, it'll be a different one. I'm sorry, sir.
With all of our record keeping. And for the most part, we probably do 80% of Robert's Rules. And I guess it's when you offend somebody or someone else challenges you to hold through. A lot of times it goes back and says it's at the chair of the meeting, whether it be one of my meetings or somebody else's meeting, that discretionary is left pretty much open.
Did both of you guys go to the WASAC new commissioner orientation?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to put a call in up there and see how WASAC could work. They always do this training.
You might have checked the box already.
So we may cover it.
Is the Coalition for Open Government, are they the ones doing that training? I love that organization.
WASAC. Is it WASAC or the building industry?
Is it? Usually WASAC will have a panel. Some of it will include, attorneys that, someone like Chris Horn would come up and teach it, something like that. So I'll check on that.
Yeah. I would encourage you to check with Coalition for Open Government, too, because not only are they, is their guide just simply compliance, but they have some really good ideas of doing more than complying. It's just real practical tips for transparency.
Okay.
Do you know the advantage side of that when someone has a public records request? You just say, go to our website. And
every document's on the other side of the firewall, and pick what you like.
Got it?
Well, that's the end of the formal old business or new business.
Okay.
Commissioner reports.
You have anything?
We had our discussion last go around about the resolution.
Oh, yeah.
In that, and I committed to David to take a look at the resolution, and I revamped it, and this is the latest.
Oh, revamped it again?
No, it's the same copy, but there's some other information there.
In other words,
paragraph
32. Go read it first, on it today.
Right.
Okay.
Nothing's changed since the last copy I give you, but there is some additional information here
I'll give to you this next week also. Okay.
Yeah, and I have a recommendation for you, too. This is what I was going to offer in the way of an amendment to add the last whereas and the last section, and also to give some credit to some other citizens as well here. So, so that's...
Thank you.
You don't have those there. Okay, so we'll go do our homework version 3.0.
Yeah, so I'll look and see how this falls into line. Where'd the reporter go down there?
Okay, and thank you for that.
And I appreciate you, David, giving me this ahead of time so I get a chance look at it.
You bet.
But I will get back to you next week, or maybe before the end of the week, let you know where I stand on the changes and that.
Okay.
And
thank you.
But I did wipe out section
32.
Took it out of there, and so I think it's a good resolution. I think it's something it's important to send a message, and the part of this communications that I give you is we've sent this, I've sent this thing on to the Chamber of Commerce, Economic Development, Clark County Identity, some other organizations to ask them to jump on board.
Collaborate
with it, and we'll see how that goes. Good. And then the other two items that I furnished to you go back to the history again, where the information come from. I also furnished you with a history of both the 205 and I-5.
Pretty soon it's going to turn into a book.
In its entirety.
Actually, I read through and I highlighted, there's a lot of content there, so I'll do that with your latest and greatest publishing effort here, too.
But like I say, the worksheets that have to do with the I-5 and 205, how long it took them to get in all the court suits and everything else, so you got some base, the history of both 205 and I-5.
Okay.
So,
great. Appreciate it. Anything else?
I have something. Oh, when you're ready. When you're done.
Go ahead. You go. I give one. You go. Now you go get yours.
Okay. All right. We have the fireworks ordinance that is coming forward, and I looked at the map, and I Did you guys get a copy of
this? I did get a copy of the map.
Okay.
It's on my desk.
Because
you notice
some, there's a kind of a pattern here from the top of the county versus the bottom of the county. And here's what I would propose, and we need to make sure that's okay with legal staff, that we would draw a line in the one of the, and that's around 219th Street, which is a really, which is a very well-known line.
Yeah.
And anything north of that line would, I'll just leave everything the same. And in other words, don't restrict it, because basically most of those citizens are saying don't restrict it. And everything south of that line, we would restrict it to one day for 4th of July. And both of them would allow New Year's Eve as well. So that's what I would suggest.
You have Richfield in there.
Well, we don't apply to the incorporated areas.
And that's my point. So you're going to over-regulate.
This only applies to unincorporated areas.
Okay. We kind of reached an agreement of change last time,
mm-hmm.
and so that was to standardize with the incorporated areas.
Well, they're all different. The incorporated areas are all different.
They were close, and that was still allow the sales, and what we changed was the setting off date.
Yeah.
And then we included New Year's.
Yeah. And, yeah, so we're not, the only thing I was, what I was intending to do is that trying to reflect the will of the people, which is split in, so most of the people want it this way here, most of the people want it that way there, and we would just allow the best estimate as we can to accommodate the will of the people as representatives. That's all the intent is. And it's easy to enforce because the address itself will determine are you north or south of 219th Street.
What about in the city or out of the city?
Whatever we do in our ordinance does not apply because we don't have jurisdiction in the cities.
That's right. Any city.
Any city.
So is that under, is that 119th for sure?
219 is about, well, it's the middle of battleground.
219 is battleground.
Yeah. So it's, yeah. So I approximate, because this is, I think this is a little south and that's a little north, so right around middle of here. So the reason the basic idea is that separate the north from the south because they have two different results from the election. And so where do you divide the line? And I figure, well, if we can't divide it in a way that's complicated. It needs to be really simple. And it should be, so that's the intent, that's all. So I'm, that's the only change. It's just,
I think you can be trying to satisfy everybody, and you're mm-hmm. not going to do that.
Yeah, we would satisfy all those people.
No, but everybody's south of 219 over here, and over here, and over here, don't want more regulation, or even over here.
Well, the incorporated areas. I could have turned off the incorporated areas because
there it is turned on.
Okay.
So that's outside of Washougal.
Yeah. So
it's not Washougal.
Well, actually, let me just contrast. The way it's proposed right now is that we assume the whole county is blue, that we would change everybody and restrict to one day the way it's proposed now.
No.
No?
So we omitted all of the incorporated areas.
We don't regulate incorporated areas.
I know. That's when we omitted all of the incorporated areas.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much from here down and from here up, except for this and this. And
well, here's the map.
And here.
The clear spots are the incorporated areas.
Yeah, this is Richfield, that's Battleground, and that's the center up there.
Yeah, but Richfield right now allows everything.
Yeah. So when you want to regulate more than the incorporated areas.
No, what? I'm going backwards. I'm adding more freedom. In other words, right now it's set up that we change it to one day for the whole county, unincorporated area of the county, to one day, period. And this and this is that North County doesn't want it restricted for sitting through discharge days. So we don't. We just let them have their freedom.
Does Battleground and Ridgefield restrict to one day?
You have the list.
They do not. No. But if you look at most of the incorporated precincts,
outside the city limits, should be restricted to one day.
Most of the incorporated precincts, I believe, voted for the advisory vote.
Maybe you could explain it better.
I understand what you're trying to say, but in your effort trying to satisfy everybody in around the loops and whatnot, you're allowing the circled areas within the incorporated areas to set fireworks off more than the people outside the city limits. So that's what that does.
What Commissioner Medora is trying to do, Commissioner Mielke, is he's trying to draw a line middle of the county where our ordinance would be more restrictive in some areas, but most of that area would be either the urban growth boundary or the incorporated area of the city of Vancouver. Above that, he's trying to allow people to just remain as it is.
Right.
8 days of sale, 8 days of discharge.
So the unincorporated area, the Vancouver UGA, would then look like Vancouver itself, because that's what Vancouver did, I believe, is restricted it to 4th of July only. And then what, three or 4 days of sale?
Well, no. We're only talking about discharge days.
So the unincorporated area would then look like the incorporated area, which would be the southern piece. And then as you go north of the UGA, we would not restrict the days that you could fire them off. So that would synchronize the communities pretty closely.
It's the best approximate fit for what the people related of what they wanted.
Because a one-size-fits-all doesn't work because of the variability around the county. And so this two-tiered approach, I think, makes a lot of sense.
Would you still let the vendor then sell the day after 4th of July to get rid of his leftover stuff, and then anybody that had stuff would shoot it off in over the New Year or New Year's weekend?
We're not proposing to change any of the sales days anywhere, but the New Year's Eve is something that was already proposed for everybody, and I would assume that we would allow that as well across the board.
But on the 5th?
The whole thing.
On the 5th, though, you would not?
Whatever it is now,
whatever.
If they can sell them now on the 5th?
5th.
They could sell them going forward.
I recall nobody allowed it.
Is the 4th the last day they could sell?
Current.
Yeah.
In the county, but there is one jurisdiction that allows it.
Well, but just to keep it simple, we haven't and we're not proposing to change any sales days. The only thing that we had when we decided to go to hearing was to reduce the discharge days countywide.
Just strictly to 4th.
Right. And this would say, do that, except for North County. North County just stays the same for discharge.
Now, 219th is north of the urban growth boundary. The urban growth boundary is more along 179th. So, you might think about moving that line south to 179th.
And I'll leave it flexible. If you, Mark, can approximate where
about
should we that, whatever
what
it is, it ought to be.
You're talking about the fairground, 179.
Right. Whatever it is, it ought to be a simple straight line across the county. That would be an approximate fit. Otherwise, it becomes complicated for law enforcement to respond.
I would be looking more at 134th. And these should be taken in part of these red things.
Well, whatever it is, why don't you figure out the best approximate fit and then...
Because the character of the county changes at 179th. But I live just south of there, and it's residential with smaller lots, and then the minute you get north of 179th, you got 5 10-acre lots.
Okay.
And that's a good dividing then, line in my view.
Then why don't we make it 179th Street, as I propose. Leave everything alone north of 179th.
Are you sure that's 219?
No.
Because these are all acreages. If that's 219.
Yeah, so if we move it down to 179, then you're including more freedom.
Same thing at 179th and south. There's still acreages. Okay.
Well, wherever you want to draw that line, Mr. North County, I'm open.
I'd like to know what these streets are, and maybe split the baby here, wherever that is, across here. So you, you'll take in that red, cut that red off.
So, goes all the way through.
Yeah, so why don't we do this? I would say, since your specialty is North County, that you can specify wherever you want that dividing line to
be. Sure, you put the blame on me.
The credit. So you determine where you want that line to be.
Mark is working here to educate me here.
See, if you look at the urban density, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to follow this blue line. Can you bring that up?
Actually, you can bring them up. If you go to the grid, this is July 29th, or January 29th.
I've already got it up, but... That map doesn't manipulate very well.
Right.
Oh.
It's bulky because it has all the data attached to it.
Okay, well, whatever. How do you want to navigate?
219 is halfway into North County.
If you're going to do that for Tom, then I get 50th Avenue, which is half of
it.
I wish I was in the city and the other half's in the county. I mean, that ain't going to work, guys. That ain't going to work.
How about 99?
Okay.
99th Street.
So
that's too far yet.
Okay. Which one is 219th of the road to Battleground?
What is it?
Yes.
Okay. So this this is 219th right there. Oh crap! I mean, excuse my French.
So that blue line is north of 219 then.
X. You drive.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. So that's 219th right there. So
that is there.
Yeah, that's Battleground, and 219th splits Battleground down the middle. So
wow.
So, 219th, that red section would be north, so there would be no restriction there. But this red section and this one would be governed by the restriction. So, if you move south to 170.
So, this big area here.
Battleground will vote you out of office. You do that.
I know it.
You do that to them.
It doesn't
I would rather see 179th. I think that's probably close.
So, 179th would bring some of this into the unrestricted.
Yeah, actually. Probably once 219 probably is not a good idea because then you got
that's halfway between the 179th, yeah. So 179th and 502.
So 179th Street sounds like a better okay. All right. So
when you go to hearing, that's what.
Yeah. So in order to make it official here, I'll make a motion that the hearing proposes the ordinance not change for anything north of 179th Street.
Okay.
And the exception is we also allow for New Year's
Eve. And then the other change would be anything outside the unincorporated area below 179th would have one day.
Well, that's what that
motion
does.
Yeah, the
4th of July. Yep. And the exception is that countywide gets New Year's Eve anyway.
Yeah, you got that.
Okay, so you got a second?
Sure. Yeah. I second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Now, this still has to be floated in a public hearing.
You
agreed on a position.
The proposal to the public hearing.
179th?
Yeah, 179th. Okay. South.
Okay.
Okay. Excellent.
I'm good.
Well done, Commissioner. Jeez.
Oh, we're making progress. See what happens when I don't talk so much?
Well, you're going to relish listening to this recording, aren't you?
When he gets up to so many words, the law goes stop. In the middle of a sentence.
Lockjaw.
Well, the key is to ask for help. Okay. Mark, explain here.
Okay, you are still on there, Commissioner.
I'm done. That's all I got.
All right.
Actually, I do have something.
Two
A. We do.
Are we going to accept do-overs?
It's
are we accepting do-overs?
PRT petition.
Yeah.
I do have something. Citizens have come forward and they wanted to submit petitions to the Federal Transit Administration from a fax number from the county that they would turn in their petitions. And we would send the faxes from the fax number here at the county to the FTA regarding the bus rapid transit. And so in accommodating their requests, I support that idea.
So that
instead of going to Kinko's?
That was a little bit different than what we had talked about already, because we had always talked about sending to the FTA the advisory vote that we had.
Actually, there's some unfinished business there. There, we sent in a letter to the RTC, and there's a refinement on that. I'm almost done with it to send to formulate that and bring that back to the board to send that to the FTA.
So
this is,
we're talking about inviting people to send us emails. Is that what you're saying?
No, they would actually have physical petitions that they would turn in.
On that thing that Mark has?
Do you have something?
No, I'm not.
Okay, Peter.
To phrase it a little differently, they had a petition that they wanted to distribute, and they were asking if they could send it to the county commissioner's office because they wanted to inform the county commissioners of their position on it, and they were asking us to, in addition to receiving it, pass it on to the FTA.
How many people is that going to be?
PFX.
I don't know.
It would be bit by bit in batches.
So they have a petition drawn up. They sent an example that had 10 signature lines per petition.
So if I have 50 people send in this petition, they don't represent the people that came to the ballot. So I'm having a little difficulty with having a few people ask us to send something back to Washington, D.C.
The problem I have with that, Mr. Chairman, is you couldn't restrict it just to the bus rapid transit. Any group of people who come along in the future would say, I want you to send 100,000 signatures back to Patty Murray that you're in favor of this, or to Herrera or somebody else like that. You would be a clearinghouse for all different kinds of it could be a good idea.
But
I'm thinking that there's people, as soon as you find out you do it for one, everybody's going to be wanting to do it for everything.
If I can bring clarity to that, we had a countywide advisory vote on that issue, and that asked the citizens, do you want to make this official county policy and to champion your cause? If so, then we will adopt that resolution. That easily passed countywide, and so we brought that back, and the county commissioners adopted that official policy that says we support the vote of the people, and this is official policy, and we will do what we can to accommodate that, your voice. So this is just simply putting feet on that official adopted county policy. It doesn't open it up that anybody wants to send a petition to anybody anyway. This is unique in that this went to a vote of the people. They spoke, we adopted that, and we said we will support you and we will accommodate that, and this just simply is a channel.
But they did it
to do so.
On fireworks, they did it on marijuana, they did it on East County Bridge, West County Bridge.
So
what you're saying, David, is that we're going to emphasize the majority of the people in the vote with the minority of signatures. So you're adding a few names to a petition to go back. What would be the problem with sending the election results back?
Just go to the auditor's office, get the election results, and send them.
Yeah.
Because the voice of the people, as expressed not only in elections but also in petitions, is a recognized way to get the attention. Is a recognized way to get the attention of those in charge. The FDA normally doesn't hear from citizens a petition, and normally you don't have a countywide vote on something that is ignored. Normally,
I would see that more of a county position that people sign on instead of county signing on to somebody else's petition.
All that is just simply allowing a conduit, which is perfectly consistent with what we've adopted as policy. To say, if you want to turn in petitions consistent with that policy that we've already adopted and that you've already voted on, we would accommodate that and just send it on through.
That's kind of what CTRAN did to the minority group that opposed their plan. And that's the same thing in reverse.
Yeah.
Well, it's representing
C-Trade is good enough for us.
No, the difference there is that the majority of the people have spoken. Elections matter. We've adopted it as official policy. And as faithful representatives of the majority of the people, we are doing what we said we would do by accommodating their voice.
But you've already sent that to your congresswoman. Are you going to send the majority of 23% of the people that voted in that election, David? That's not the majority of the people in Clark County. The majority is 50 plus one. Well, 264,000 votes have passed out.
I will never discount a vote of the people because of a poor turnout. The vote of the people matters.
Yeah.
And well, regardless of whether you have 100% of the people voting or 12% of the people voting, the election results matter. And if the majority of people say something, that speaks for the majority.
But you can get the list, like Tom says, from the auditor, or I mean from the elections office, that gives all those statistics, the numbers in there, and you can send them right straight back there to them, which would do the same thing.
No, it doesn't do the same thing, because the election results is one form of expression, but individual signatures from individual citizens that say, count me, this is my voice, this and that, those petitions matter. And this is one more voice of expression and in response to a request. And all we're doing is just simply passing that through.
I understand what you're saying. I'm trying to weigh what I think might be the effect. I understand that the majority of the citizens who wanted to vote didn't support it. And so what you're going to try to do, we already sent back that it failed. The people didn't support it. But you're going to put names of those people who want to sign up.
You can ask additional people, Tom, to sign a new petition.
We're not asking anybody. The people spontaneously are coming to us.
It's already done. So what we're doing, we're kind of like ratifying it with names. So that might be a better explanation. Is that correct? Is that coward?
I don't know. We'd have to look into it. It may be something you want to ask Chris Horn about.
We can confirm it, but it's just the precedent.
I don't know what the precedent is.
How hard would it be for them to do it themselves?
Yeah, I mean,
5 minutes in a Kinko's and you're
done.
How come
we're faxing it for them? It might just be a precedent we want to ask Chris about.
Well, what Commissioner Medora does, he ties it back to the county commissioners recognizing the majority of the voters' wishes, and that we would bless or send back with our knowledge of those people who signed on, who identify themselves with that majority vote.
The reason that we're in this unique position is because normally the election results will determine the outcome.
Yeah.
And when you have an election, if the people say, no, I don't want to fund this, then it's dead. If you still want to do it, you go back to another election and maybe you can get it that time. This is very unique. I don't know of where it's happened in the past, where we've had two clear elections on a major project where we're talking about millions of dollars of local funds, and the people voted no twice, and yet it's pushing ahead as though they voted yes.
But it was on the sales tax only, David.
That was one. The other one was a advisory, countywide advisory vote.
Yeah.
And this
says... But the court says down in Calhous County, the court said and the Attorney General said it was illegal.
What was illegal?
That what you were doing that didn't count. It didn't make any difference. That was what the vote
or
was
the
not.
Advisory vote didn't
advisory
matter?
Advisory vote didn't matter. The court says in Calhous County, the court judge down there said it, and Ferguson, the Attorney General, agreed with him.
Yeah.
So
here's let me rephrase that. Maybe in the eyes of those that want to do something or against the will of the people, it didn't matter. And maybe there's a legal way that they can find a way to wiggle around that and do it anyway. But in my book, representative government, elections matter.
Well, Patella, the guys that you have on this list, Patella, some of these people you put on this list, you said they're the ones that took the thing down to the Calhous County Court and lost. David,
who did that?
That's Patella. We're talking about a different topic.
Yeah. So
who? I don't know what you're talking about.
You're talking about that Larry Patella petitioned the city of Vancouver to
put
the light rail
and they didn't
do it. That's a different topic.
Right. Yeah.
What it was
is that the city didn't allow
the vote to go forward.
Right.
And so that's what they sued over.
Let's get a legal opinion.
The vote went forward.
Is the petition exactly the same as the advisory vote?
No.
I think it is.
The petition is sponsored by the citizens. They have their own petition. And
do we have language? What does it say?
There is it's been a draft that was sent to Peter. And so it's just simply saying that we voted twice to oppose this project, and we want you to respect our vote. And that is basically the gist of it.
An example, this has already happened through C-TRAN. And what it was, there's a group of people in there who is elected and non-elected. I think they're all elected there. But they voted in favor of locally preferred project. But yet when it went to the vote of the people who they were supposed to represent, they said no. So they sent back that to Washington, D.C. and said, look at here, representatives of the people support this. The people didn't. The representatives did. And that's what you're trying to address here.
Yeah, it's misrepresentation by representatives.
Yeah. So
so let the people speak directly when their representatives speak. don't represent the truth.
So if you get a bunch of people that sign another petition, the opposite of this, with signatures on it, saying that they don't support what you're saying, David, is, then the county's obligated to send
it. Not at all. I'll tell you why. Because we went to the people, they voted, and they said, this is the policy we want you to adopt. We came back and
but
we adopted.
But these people voted too, David.
Wait a minute. We adopted. The majority of the people made it very clear what their will of the people was. That advisory vote directed the commissioners to adopt that policy. We came back, and after the election was certified, we adopted that policy. So it would be completely backwards for us to be able to provide a petition against an adopted policy that's consistent with what the people told us, directed us to do.
That's what C-TRAN did.
Okay. Yeah.
So I would be interested in seeing it.
Peter, you got a copy?
I can go get one.
No, I guess...
let's get legal, get Chris.
Yeah, you can do it after the meeting, but I certainly would like to run it by Mr. Horner.
So if it's kosher, we wouldn't want to do anything that's not kosher.
I understand what we're doing. We're actually saying these are real people.
And
it's like a class action suit. Mm-hmm. You know there's a million people been affected by Agent Orange, and we only have 100,000 people signed up.
But the people who voted against are real people too, Tom.
No, but they were in the minority.
Well,
they lost.
Everybody, there's winners and losers every time. Dan.
Right.
So
we represent the majority.
They could do their own petition.
Very small.
And we could send back. You send back a deal. Say we're the people that lost.
Well, sure.
they could do that.
I'm saying that I think you're starting a wheel that you're going to be.
No. We're continuing the wheel that should have stopped already.
That's true.
Let representative government work. If there's another voice of the people to say, hey, catch us, you didn't notice that we voted twice, here's one more petition to get your attention.
All right. No, we'll
so we're good with that? I make a motion that we accommodate it as long as it's legally possible.
I want to see it before I accommodate it.
Okay.
So we're going to bring it back next week?
Can we talk with Chris about it, and maybe... When I talk with him, I mean, for clarity, maybe I could just go with Peter on this, but what does accommodate mean? What are we actually doing with the petition?
All we're doing is when we'll accept the petitions and we will fax the petitions to the FTA.
So
it's like a two-minute operation. You put it in that copy machine and you say fax, you put in the number, off it goes.
Yep.
Okay.
At no expense to the county.
We're going to get legal opinion and bring it back.
They're sending it to us as an informative vote showing their reinforcement.
I believe it's something we could probably adopt.
They just want us
if legal
to doesn't
have an issue.
Yeah.
Beat a dead horse to death.
Okay.
I understand because this is what has happened in C-TRAN, except it was the representatives and not the people. They actually voted against the majority of the people.
Yep.
Amazing. They got away with it. All right. Anything else?
Nope.
Mr. Minister, we're all the way up to you already.
Oh, is that right?
I don't have anything. You have anything I had, you guys already blew it. I mean, I already talked about it.
Stole your thunder?
I was going to bring up another subject, but I'll do that next week.
You want to do over again?
Next week.
You and Madora,
whatever you like.
I'm not sure.
Next week.
Okay.
We'll keep getting these do-overs.
Okay, well, we go around the table?
I don't have anything this week.
You got nothing?
Nope. Axel,
you got something?
No, I'm good.
I knew that took the starch right out of you. Mr. Administrator.
I'm good myself.
You're good. Ollie? Guys, that's it. We are adjourned.
Woo-hoo.
Sleep at the wheel. Two work session requests. Thanks, Axel.
I think we're adjourned already. We have to call this meeting to order.
Community Planning wants to have a work session on the Rural Industrial Land Bank application. They want to talk about the scope of work of the contract and just bring you up to speed on what's going to happen.
Okay.
That all right?
Worked out better than that one we had on mining today.
30 minutes only.
Is that a pat out above 179th or below
179th? Yeah. Keep it up.
I'm in favor of having.
I'm good with it, but I would like to be able to have a conversation with them about it specifically one-on-one behind the scenes first.
All right. Okay, and then public health, every 2 years when we do the budget, they review their environmental health fees, and they would like to have a work session to talk about the need to increase the fees and to share with you the specific fee increases they're talking about.
Is there a health department?
Public health, yes. Yeah, the fee increases being proposed are real small. They average between. Like,
they raised them a year ago. I got a copy of the raises.
It's been a couple
well,
of years.
Every 2 years.
Year?
Yeah.
Every 2 years.
Before we.
Everybody else has, reduced their budgets, and I got a health department increase in there.
Where
are they getting the money?
From the people who apply for permits.
Oh,
and
they're
going to
raise their permit fees.
Permit fees, yes. Very.
They got a real struggle. But come
they
on
did
ahead.
A very good job.
why don't we do this rather than have a work session on it? Why don't you have them submit, give us all copies
schedule.
Of what they propose?
Well, the alternatives would be bring them to board time or bring them to one-on-ones.
One-on-ones first.
Okay.
And then
like
we'll
see
evaluate.
The proposal.
Okay.
Yeah, then we could talk about
the next step.
Okay. Very good. All right. Good.
Okay, now
are you
good?
Sure you're done?
Yes.
Then we have to. I don't want to have to pull this meeting in order again. Okay, we're done.
Okay.
Turn off the machine.